This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1722. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded May 21st, Anguilla, Bolivia, Bosnia, Brazil, Canada, Central African Republic, Chad, Cuba, Diego Garcia, Egypt, France, Haiti, India, Indonesia, Iran, Korea, North and South, Madagascar, Mexico, North America, Peru, Russia, Sarawak, Somaliland, Taiwan, Tajikistan, Thailand, Ukraine, USA, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer for some news about World of Radio. One of our podcast listeners, Charles Harlick, points out that we are now accessible via TuneIn.com. Actually, it links to the podcasts we provide via the Rhein-Main Radio Club in Germany. But if you search on World of Radio at TuneIn.com, you'll also find us there. It may be convenient, and we hope that will lead to many more listeners. Also, Alan Weiner of WBCQ has informed us that World of Radio is back on their 7490 transmitter. A couple of times opened up. They are Wednesdays and Thursdays at 2100 UT. I see those slots had been occupied by Amos and Andy Recreations. And we just heard the first one, Wednesday, May 21st at 2100 on the webcast. As a rule, that broadcast should be from the previous week, while the Thursday transmission at 2100 should be a brand new World of Radio edition. Thanks to Alan Weiner for putting us back on 7490. Don't get your hopes up, it may not last, but as of May 17th, we were able to DX again on 1610 kHz. There has been blockage by IBOC noise, both from the northeast, St. Louis, and the northwest, Denver, at our location in Oklahoma, meaning that pretty well wipes out all directions for the DX. But both those had disappeared on May 17th. Can it be a very fortunate coincidence? These things often lead to reappearances, however. But for now, we can hear CHHA Toronto, Radio Voces Latinas, yes, mostly in Spanish, and a much weaker signal from the Caribbean beacon Anguilla, which is parallel to shortwave, of course, 6090. So give a listen to 1610 kilohertz if you had been having problems with digital noise from 1600. The way out of band Bolivian Radio San Jose in Chiquitos has been showing up on 5580.3. Usually about all I can detect is a carrier, as was the case May 21st at 0121, but on May 18th at 0108, I was getting some music along with a carrier. It's allegedly only 250 watts according to the handbook, with the sign-off varying around 0200 UT. On that occasion, I was still able to copy something as late as 0153. Note the offset frequency, which is another way to make certain you're hearing this and not something else. It so happens that a few weeks earlier, Saverio De Cian and Walter Camuzzi on a DX expedition in Italy reported via Dario Monferini Play DX that they also heard this station, and they also measured the frequency as 5580.3. That was April 26th at 2235. Fair reception with a musical program. 24 hours earlier, and a few minutes before 0100 UT, May 17th, I was getting above normal signals from Brazil on 60 meters. 4775, Congonhas mentioned several times. 4815, the preacher from Radio Difusora Londrina. 4885, the regular Radio Clube do Pará. And 4915, Radio Daqui. They also mentioned several IDs in passing, along with Aparecida de Goiânia. No problem hearing the big SIG, 250 kilowatts from Brasilia on 11780. But it often has transmission problems. And from May 18th through 21st, various checks between 0530 and 06UT. I was hearing big, dirty, parasitic spurs obviously coming out of that transmitter, 30 kilohertz above and below, and 11750 and 11810. And at the worst, second-order spurs on 11720 and 11840, that is, two times 30 kilohertz above and below. It was worst on May 18th, and successive nights was getting slightly better. So let's hope they will soon be gone completely before something else happens. The target broadcast of Radio Ndeke Luka back to the Central African Republic have disappeared, says Ivo Ivanov. No longer heard at 17 to 1730 UT via the UK on 17500. And furthermore, that transmission has been deleted from the HFCC database. Hope you heard it while it was possible. Keep an ear on 6165 for possible reactivation of CHAD. It had been off the air for many months, but reporting to BCL News, Roberto Pavanello in Italy says he was hearing news in French with a sufficient signal at 1940 UT, May 14th. That led the rest of us to start looking for it. According to the schedules, there's nothing else on that frequency during that hour, although many other stations occupy 6165 at other times. Wolfgang Büschelhaber, checking remote receivers, says there was absolutely nothing to be heard 1 week later, May 21st, at that time. And Bill Bingham in South Africa has also been checking for it at various times and not hearing CHAD. It may have been just a one-off reactivation, but as I say, maybe they'll be back. Regarding my mention last week of the Radio Rebelde Cuba FM service being heard on AM 1620, Cuba watcher Terry Cougar in Florida says, it's not always carrying the FM service on 1620. If there is a pattern, I've yet to figure it out. I guess about 25 to 40% of the time it is the FM program. There are also times I hear the FM service on 1180, but not on one of the two strongest transmitters, rather on occasion one or two of the weaker ones underneath. The slopperators at Radio Cuba continue to mess up Radio Havana transmissions. For example, the English frequency 6,000 kHz, May 17th at 0102, was on the air, but it was China Radio International instead of Havana. They fixed it 1 minute later, however. A more serious defect occurred on May 21st when I found 5990 was still on the air at 0109 with CRI English, and nothing on 6000, Radio Havana Cuba's supposed frequency in English, and this still had not been fixed by 0130 UT. The only remaining shortwave station of the American Forces Network in the world remains on the air, but a very tough catch, Diego Garcia. It's day frequency 12759 USB. I check for it almost every evening around 0100 when it supposedly comes up from the night frequency, and finally heard it May 17th at 0119. There was some just barely audible music, but what else could it be? That was the first time I had heard it since April 5th and 8th. Ron Howard in California reports a non-log of PBS in Jiang, East Turkestan on 4850, May 19th. But this is a good thing. He says I had not noticed it earlier due to many days of OTH radar blocking reception. According to Hiroshi in Japan, the change happened on May 13th. Also silent are their other 60-meter band frequencies in other languages, 4980 and 5060. No doubt they'll be back in the winter. Their normal seasonal changes. So, this means if All India Radio in Kohima ever broadcasts on 4850 again, they will now be in the clear. It may have been just coincidental a day after daylight shifting time began in Egypt, as I mentioned last week, but for two evenings, the frequencies to the Americas were missing from Radio Cairo. That is, UT May 17th and 18th around 0100, nothing on 12070, 11710, 9965, or 9315. And we hardly missed them due to the awful modulation and spurs they put out, but they were back on UT May 19th. Here's a station, or is it a program, you may not have heard of and it's easily missed. Christian Gibaudeau in France reports to Playdex about Echo de l'Europe in French. Since May 20th, it broadcasts on Tuesdays and Fridays via Now in Germany, 1830 to 1845 UT on 7315, which is a new frequency. And they have an online reception report form at echoofeurope.eu/reception-reports. That wording is in English. Apparently this has some sponsorship by the European Union. More about it from someone involved in the station. Simon Marty, M-A-R-T-Y, via Wolfgang Büschel, BCDX, confirming that schedule I just mentioned. He says there is European information on the transmission. He produces it in Toulouse, but there's also a press line in Brussels. A discussion in ADX from Wolfgang Gagater in Austria reminds us that a program of the same name was previously carried by IRRS on a shortwave frequency and medium wave 1368. Listen to 840 kHz at the top of the hour for an electronic five-note interval signal dashing through the snow. Then you can be certain you've heard, what else, 4VEH in Haiti, where there isn't much snow, but I guess they have a sense of humor. That's what Mark Connolly in Massachusetts heard at 0200 UT April 30th. And then religious programming in French. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports an unscheduled broadcast of All India Radio, probably the Uttarakhand program in Hindi, on 6030, 250 kilowatt Delhi transmitter, May 20th from 1430 until 1915 UT. About Voice of Indonesia 9525.88, Ron Howard in California says, for a long time now, I believe there was a third edition of Exotic Indonesia, different from Tuesday's hookup with Denpasar in Bali at 10 to 11 UT and Banjarmasin at 13 to 14. So on Thursday, May 15th, I finally confirmed several clear IDs at 1000 for Exotic Indonesia, but was unable to make out the location. It was not Denpasar or Banjarmasin. It was, however, the usual Exotic Indonesia format with considerable chatting between Jakarta and the other location. Where was it? Ivo Ivanov notes a frequency change registered for the clandestine to Iran, Sedaye Radioye Mer Iran. It's at 1630 to 1700 UT on Mondays and Fridays only, 500 kilowatts eastward from Issoudun, France. Their previous frequency, 15680, collides with China Radio International in French. The new frequency is to be 15670, but it was still not in effect as of May 19th. Perhaps it will be from the 23rd. Last week, Ivo Ivanov reported a frequency change for Voice of Martyrs, clandestine to North Korea via Uzbekistan, from 7505 to 7530. But they've already changed again, he says, from May 16th. The new frequency is 7510 at 1600 to 1730. Whatever the fundamental, also look for the second harmonic just above the time signals. On May 21st, I heard a report on AustraliaNet television news via Radio Australia that there is a possible strike at KBS in South Korea. The staff are upset that the president has been carrying out political aims of the president of the country, and a production boycott had already started, causing news programs to be scaled down. Somehow I have the feeling this is all about television, although it was not mentioned as such, but if there is a strike, it's likely to affect radio as well. That caused me to pay special attention to KBS World Radio's own English broadcast a bit later, after 13 UT on 15575 direct. Well, it all sounded quite normal, and it was not until the final item on the news that they dealt with this situation. They're calling on the chief editor of KBS to resign, and the unions were voting on whether there should be a general strike at the station, but management says such a strike would be illegal. So keep an ear on KBS World Radio. There may be disruptions. Lots of luck finding anything about this on their own website. However, if you search on KBS strike, you will find stories about it in the Korea Herald. Via super high, ultra high, very high, and medium frequencies, this is World of Radio 1722. Our website brings you much more info, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Jeff Murray, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute via a check or money order in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. Helping to sort out the stations around 5010, Wolfgang Büschel explains that India is more or less steady, 6 hertz above the frequency, heard at 1430 UT, while Madagascar wanders 20 to 40 hertz up and down around 5010.47, as heard at 1810 UT. The evening of May 18th into UT May 19th, I had another big sporadic E TVDX opening from northwest Mexico. I explain it all in great detail in my log reports, but to summarize, some identification tips. XHBC in Mexicali is still on channel 3 in analog, and they have a new bug, which is a blue square, which may be in the lower right or upper right. It's on continuously, maybe except for some commercials. And the call letters XHBC are on it, reading upward at the left side of the square. However, you'll need very clear reception to make that out, which I in fact had. It was snow-free for quite a while. No sign of the other Mexicali on channel 5 XHAQ. Not sure if it's moved to digital already or the MUF was just not making it. At the same time, I was getting a much weaker signal on channel 2. The closest one to Mexicali is in Ensenada, and in fact, that's what it was, as it has a continuous bug identifying itself by call letters in the upper right corner. It's just lettering along with the generic Azteca logo, and hard to make out, but it reads XHENT Canal 2 Ensenada BC. A bit later, I was getting the Gala TV network on channel 2 and Azteca 13 on channel 4. Those correlate with stations in Hermosillo, Sonora. And after that, I was getting a station with a large orange 3 bug in the upper right on channel 3, carrying Gala TV programming as per the swirl bug in the lower right. That fits for XHPN in Piedras Negras, Coahuila. It's in the 500-mile range, while Hermosillo and Mexicali were in the 1,000-mile range, and with sporadic EDX, closer signals are even better than further ones, at least comparing to single-hop distances. While some Christian cults worship a god called Yahweh, and you can hear them on various shortwave stations, radio station YHWH, the pirate is clearly anti-Christian from the screed that the speaker reels out. And it's been rarely heard during the past week. It requires constant band scanning since they're always coming up on new frequencies at new times. But we have one report of it from Ron Howard in California, May 21st at TuneIn 0229 UT on 9760. However, that had interference from Radio Farda, and they started their programming over at 0242. They were still on at 0325 tune-out. It's rather unusual for there to be such an interference problem. YHWH usually comes up with a clear frequency for itself. Anyhow, that's a frequency to be added to the list, compiled by the Mayor Tip Sheet and appearing in DX Listening Digest 14-20, hour by hour, all the frequencies where YHWH has been reported since March. At the same time, I was getting Bolivia on 5580.3. I was checking for the other way out of band South American from Peru on 5460. And in fact, there was a just barely audible carrier, May 18th at 0109. Pedro F. Arunategui in Peru confirms hearing Radio Bolivar in the town of Bolivar, Peru, 50 hertz below 5460, May 13th at 2340, until midnight 47 on the 14th. Their ID says, Más potente, más nítida, Bolívar, señal ganadora. My almost nightly Chasqui checks continue on 5980, as that station in Peru continues to sign off, rather cut off the air, between 5 and 6 seconds later from one night to the next, as their automatic timer is obviously slipping. Usually they reset it before it gets this far off, closer to the nominal closing at 0100. But as of May 21st, it did not cut off until 49 seconds past 0111. It's already gone from shortwave, mostly self-destructed, so who really cares? But yet, this is still rather startling. Chris Greenway sends a report headlined, Voice of Russia Boss Sacked, Voice of Russia Itself to be Liquidated. The head of the government of the Russian Federation, Dmitry Medvedev, dismissed the head of the Voice of Russia, Andrei Bystritsky, in connection with the liquidation of the radio station. The corresponding document was posted on the official portal of legal information. That was dated 14 May, and it came from JUMIFRA.com. However, it appears that certain factions in Russia are having second thoughts about eliminating shortwave broadcasting and thinking about trying to resume it via transmitters which are still operational in Tajikistan. Vadim Alexeyev in Moscow reported this to Rusty X. I read part of this in the very rough translation as provided. Cost $3 to $5 million a year for the Russian budget is a relatively small audience, with a desire to obtain reliable information and to properly evaluate the steps of Russia in international affairs. This situation does not meet the interests of both Russia and Tajikistan. Cut programs in Russian and East HF bands deprives a significant part of the audience information about Russia's position on certain issues. Information vacuum does not happen. Russia will not be broadcast, to be replaced by other broadcasters, come Western countries who continue to work actively to spread their programs in the region. If you currently limit Russian broadcasting, it's not known what to expect losses in the future. We ask you to consider the possibility of resumption of broadcasting radio programs in Russian and East HF bands using tactical means, the Republic of Tajikistan. Letter sent in late April. According to unconfirmed info from official sources, it has become one drop, which still resulted in a huge effort of the state company, Russian TV and radio networks. Resuscitation, powerful broadcasting in practice. Question about the powerful broadcasting in Russia, ranges NE to SW, should be raised at a meeting of the Russian Security Council, which will take place a few days ago. Specialists have a timid hope to believe that the funds for these purposes yet to be allocated. Ron Howard reports hearing some nonstop noise jamming Radio Free Sarawak when it was on 15460, May 17th, between 11 and 1230 UT. This probably accounts for its jumping around to different frequencies in the area. On May 20th, Dan Sheedy in California found them back on 15420, these are via the Philippines, until off at 1230. And Hiroshi via S. Hasegawa in Japan says on that date, they started out at 1100 on 15430 and then switched to 15420 at 1145. However, on May 21st, Ron Howard, Wolfgang Büschel, and I were not hearing RFS on any frequency in the 15400s. Ivo Ivanov and Wolfgang Büschel note that International Radio Serbia was missing from its only remaining high-power frequency, 6100. During the European service between 1730 and 22 UT, on May 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th, it had last been heard on the 13th, but it was back on the air May 19th. This was no doubt due to those terrible floods they were having in the area, including, according to press reports, right there in the town of Bijeljina. Thanks to Kai Ludwig for sending links to those stories. Ron Howard in California reports Radio Hargeisa, Somaliland, 7120, still has an English segment. heard May 20th from 1321 UT until about 1340. Lucky for him, it's still audible on the West Coast via Long Path. Poor quality audio, however, he says, but nice to still find them with an English segment. 2 weeks ago, quoting the latest info we had from PCJ Radio International, there would be a test of their own transmitter installed in Taiwan, 20 kilowatts, on 11765, Sunday, May 18th at 13 to 14 UT. We found out too late that the frequency was changed to 15680, where it was audible in Japan. However, Seiichi Hasegawa concludes it was not their own transmitter, but a Radio Taiwan International transmitter, since it came on a couple of minutes early with the tail end of the Vietnamese broadcast during the previous hour. With martial law declared in Thailand on May 20th, troops surrounding the broadcast stations, we thought there might be some disruption, even to the shortwave service. They're supposedly on the air to North America between midnight and 0230 UT on 15590, but I could hear no signal at all May 21st at 0115. However, that's not unusual. It's seldom audible anyway. I did, however, hear a normal English broadcast at 1240 UT on 9390, including the Bangkok Airways commercials. Some other English broadcasts are also currently on 9390 at 14 to 1430, 19 to 20, and 2030 to 2045. And in the morning to Europe, 0530 to 06 on 17640, while the English segments on 15590 to us are at midnight to 01 and 02 to 0230. 015590 is on the air an additional hour in Thai until 0330. Roman Pankov, Bulgaria, reports to Rusty X about the only Ukrainian shortwave station left, Radio Dneprwave, 11980.2 USB. It's on the air between 06 and 08 UT. Previously, it was actually relaying Ukrainian radio program 1, except for the last 3 or 4 minutes of each hour, with its own programming, but that was not even the case on May 4th. Nothing but Ukrainian radio relays. I urge you to read a New York Times story, May 20th, by Ron Nixon, headlined, House Measure to Change Voice of America's Mission is Drawing Intense Debate. Inside VOA, the legislation has created widespread fear among staff members who've long considered themselves professional journalists rather than spokesmen for government policy. One journalist said the network could see a mass exodus if the legislation passed. Dan Robinson, who recently retired, says it could endanger the lives of journalists and broadcasters who work abroad. Thanks to David Cole and Mike Cooper for sending that on to us. In the British DS Club, our podcast listener John Hode recommends Zanzibar 11735 after 15 UT for excellent African music and very good reception, news in English at 1800. If you hear six notes being repeated, as I did May 15th at 1243 on 18575, it's a Mazilka sequence. More about it in DX Listening Digest 1421. They come from Russia, M-A-Z-I-E-L-K-A. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNSC is peaking at 12 and 3 June 4th. Solar flux dropping to 105 May 26th to 28th and peaking at 135 June 8th to 10th. That's World of Radio 1722. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.